Hello, this is Aaron. Thanks for joining me for my podcast. It's going to be kind of a short one tonight, I think. I don't have too many things to talk about, but I wanted to get one in. I'm sitting here looking at my tooth that fell out of my head a few days ago. The one I said was clacking against the ones next to it. It's a lot bigger than I thought teeth were, but it's one of the back molars, I guess. It's been bothering me for several months now, and when it first started bothering me, I thought it just, I thought it'd fall out pretty soon, but it took a long time. But a few days ago, it finally fell out. A few times I had put a pliers on it, thinking, well, I'll just tough it out, I'll just yank this thing out of here, and couldn't do that, so it finally came out. One thing I've noticed in the few days since then is all of a sudden I'm waking up earlier. This morning I was pretty much up with the sun like I used to be. I thought I was just getting old and sleeping longer, but now I'm thinking maybe the pain from the tooth was kind of keeping me from resting as well as usual or something. So that might give me a little extra time in the mornings, get a few more things done, which would be nice, and just having more energy. So if I'd have known several months ago that it was going to take so long to come out, I suppose I'd have gone to a dentist. And sometimes, most of the time, being patient and frugal pays off, but once in a while, you kind of wish you'd have acted a little quicker. Got the third garden plot, the last garden plot, all planted. I think I'm going to use a picture of it for the for this video, or to make a video out of this podcast. Got it all filled up with just a lot of different stuff. There's a lot of beans out there. Stuff that I transplanted from inside, cabbages, things like that. Some flowers, some, let's see, zucchini, some watermelon, different things. And I'm hoping it's supposed to rain tomorrow, I think. If it doesn't rain, I'll probably have to get out there and put the sprinkler on it for a while. But so that's kind of, it's not the whole garden planted. It's not all the plots aren't totally planted yet, but pretty close. There's still some space in the first one where I started that I can still fill in some things. And then as some of the early stuff gets done, peas and things like that, I did pick some peas the other day and have them. So as they get done, there'll be some space to fill in some late stuff, some squash, things like that. But basically, most of the planting is done now, at least for a while. So now I'm just going to be weeding for a while, which is something I need to catch up on anyway. I had a garden video that I did last Sunday, but I couldn't get it to upload. I tried several times, and it kept refusing to upload. I don't even know why. I wasn't, like, singing any copyrighted songs or anything, so I don't know if it was just, it was a little larger than usual. I don't know if the size was giving it trouble or what, so I couldn't get it uploaded, and it's probably about out of date now anyway, so maybe I'll just do a new one. One thing about the way I garden, I'm pretty disorganized about it. I usually start out pretty organized in the spring. I make maps, and I have lists and all this, and you know, I'm going to make sure that I have everything in order, and then by the time I start planting, it's kind of like, just grab something and start planting it. So while I was doing it today, I realized, hey, I don't have any broccoli plants. I had some, but then they were the ones that when I transplanted them outside, they got drowned and died. So I don't think I have any broccoli plants, so I'll have to go pick up some broccoli plants at Farm and Home, I suppose. And a few little things like that that I suddenly realized, wait a second, I don't have any of that this year. But there's a lot of stuff out there, so it kind of seems like I haven't planted that much, but then again, I look out there and I think, well, I got more out here than I have any other year, so if it all comes through, there'll be a lot to eat. And sometimes I think I should probably be a little more organized about it, but it gets done, so that's the main thing. I think that's where I'm going to quit tonight. I know that's not very long, but I just wanted to kind of catch up on that stuff, and I think I've got some actual topics that I'm going to do podcasts on in the coming days. I might start doing them in the mornings if I keep waking up earlier. And I'm usually a little more alert and thinking a little sharper in the mornings than I am in the evenings like right now. So, and I also need to get out and check on the chickens. I don't know if I mentioned I moved the three chicks that were inside in the house. I moved them out to the barn, but I put a gate across kind of a corner to give them a place where they were protected away from the other, you know, the bigger chicks and the hens. And they seem like they've been doing okay in there. They've come out a couple times. They can get out, but I give them food and water in there because I don't know if they could get to the food and water through the bigger ones. So I give them their own inside there. But I like to get out there a few times a day and just check and make sure that there aren't like big ones inside their little pen chasing them out or anything like that. I haven't lost any yet this year. It's kind of that time of year, or actually I think it's past that time of year, but there's usually a time in the spring where foxes start coming around. Probably when the foxes are having pups, they'll start coming around, and I'll usually lose a couple of chickens until I notice, like, oh, there's a pile of feathers, lost a chicken. But so far, I haven't lost any. I've got 11, the 11 older ones, 10 hens and a rooster. I've got the 37 younger ones that I got earlier this year, and then I have the three from the neighbors. So I've got 51 altogether right now. And I'm counting fairly often because of the foxes. I just want to make sure if I do lose any, I know pretty quickly. So I'm counting them about every other night now. So I have to head out and do that pretty soon. Or otherwise I'll have to do it with a flashlight. It's a little easier to do before it gets dark. So I think I'll go ahead and sign off for now. And hopefully I'll be back tomorrow with some kind of a topic to talk about. So thanks for listening.